Mi motzes amrit, hodei in dechates takriv, oilo. I mean, over here by animals also you can't do the same thing. Why not? Because by animals, I'll tell you here also, it's considered like it's mafresh zami over here. Because, can you tell me, hodei in dechates takriv oilo, that the carbon, the kafsa that you want to use for a chatis, could that be for the oilo? Hoch in the cave, hoch a zocha, they can't be together. One is in the cave, one's a zocha. The oila is a zocha. Then the cave is a chatis. So Mela, that's why by the animals we say, if the Nazir bought three animals stam, if he bought these three animals stam, we say it's called Kimafresh's dummy. It's called like we understand clearly, this one's for the oila, this one's for the shlamim. Because the animal that's fit for a chatas, the kifsa, is not fit for the oila. And the kevis that's fit for the oila is not fit for the chatas. And the ayil that's fit for the shlomim is not fit for the other ones. So therefore, by animals, taki, it's called mafreshes dummy. For enech dummy, stam birds, it's called kistumim dummy. Stumim, because stam birds cannot be explained after it was bought. So therefore, if the owner bought it stam, it has the lach always like it's stam, until later the kohen comes and actually brings it. Alright, turn over. Look at this. Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the kash like this. Umi yam rinun. Peheimas balas mum. Kistumadamya. Is it true that we said before, if the nozis that sets aside stam three animals, not the real animals, even three parim, she's telling me now, if the bali mumim, that you could exchange it right away into money, so that's also called kistumim dummy. Since she didn't say exactly for which purpose you want to use them, he just said these are for your kabonis, it has a loch of moyis dumais, that if the nazir does not need these kabonis now, they go in the duffel. For the Gemara, is that true? Toshma, come in here. It says a loch like this. Ketzad omru, how was it said over, that o ish megalech al naziris aviv? That a man could be megalech on the naziris of his father. When was it said, Bisman shehoyehu v'aviv nazirim? At the time, let's say there was a father that was a nazir, and the son also became a nazir. We want to find the case that a son could use his father's kabonis. That's his case. Amru ish megaleach on naziris aviv means that a son could use his father's kabonis. What's the case? Bisman shehoyehu v'aviv nazirim. The father was a nazir and the son. And the father set aside money to be used for his kabonis. Umeis, and then the father died. V'yomer, and after the father died. Now the son says, Hareini Nazir, now the son first is mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir. V'yomer, now the son says, Hareini Nazir al-Manash al-Galeach al-Moyes Abba. I want to become a Nazir now, with it tonight though, that I'll be allowed to use my father's money for my kabonis. So Lachar is like this. Hoyuloi. Then it's good. That's good. But the Bach speaks out. Abel ain't zeh megalecha moyes aviv. Shalech amas abu. No, okay. Bach says, if that's what the son said, is amnash megalecha moyes aviv, it ain't zeh megalecha moyes aviv. That's the case that the son cannot do it. He can't use his father's money. But what about hoyuloi moyes tumas? Let's say the money was stam, is yiplul in a dava. Then the loch is that the money instead has to go in a dava. That's the loch we had before, loch l'mashe m'sinai. That if the father just set aside the money for his kabonis, and he did not say exactly how much money for each carbon, that's called money stam. So the loch is when the father dies, the money goes in a dava. But since it goes for Nadava, the son has no right to use that money for his kabonis. So this is not a case that a son could use his father's kabonis. But what about Hoysaloi Behemim of Freshus? Let's say the father had the animals that he was explained clearly. He wanted this animal to be for his chatis, this for his elders, for his shlomim. And then the father died. So Locher is chatis Thomas, Enechnami. The chatis has to die. That's the loch l'mashim Sinai, that a chate shemese balez Thomas. Oilo takriv oilo. Shlomim yakriv shlomim. Then taka the oilo can be brought for an oilo and the shlomim for shlomim. So l'chura, in this case now, the last case, that's when the son can use it. Since the oilo is brought for an oilo, this is the case that the son could use his father's oilo or his father's shlomim. That he can't use, right? So now my love, aren't we talking about here, afilos balas mum, even when the father's first case was he set aside these animals and the balei mumim. And still we see what they're called kim a freshes dummy. So you see a bal mum is also called kim a freshes dummy. So what the Gemara means to say is, hoisla behemim a freshes doesn't mean he actually spoke it out. It just means if the father had the animals already, that's called like it was spoken out. So my love doesn't mean even animals which are a bal mum. You see, even animals of a bal mum, if the nazir set it aside, we consider as if it's mefurish, and not like we said before, kablad like stumim. So Gemara says, lo, here there's no kasha. Ha tell you tamima. Maybe we're talking about here where the nazir set aside animals that were tam, complete animals. Therefore we say it's considered like the mefurishes, like we had the svar before. Since it's going to take a long time until it could use them, we're like afraid in between they'll say which one is for what. It's called now mefurishes. Avo balas mum. But if the nazir only set aside animals which were bali mumim already, they had something wrong with them, kistumim damya. Then it's called kistumim damya, that when the father dies, they go in a dava. So the Gemara, if so, my ira moyes, why does the Brice have to say the first case of it, where their father left over money? Lema, why isn't the whole case talking about animals? And let's say the chilik is like this, lema. Hoy saloi behemoth balas mum. If the father had animals that were bali mum left over, then the locher is yiplu in a dava. It goes in a dava. But if it was bali tamimim, if they were tams left over, that's called the mefreshes dummy. So why did the Mishnah explain itself clearly by animals? What do we have to go into money for? So Gemara says, Hochinami, here also tell you, balas mum. I tell you, we're talking about now, it was an animal for balas mum. Lamai kedisha, ledmei dummy. It's haino mois. When you have a bal mum, you can't use anyway for akrav of the animal. So what do we want to do with this animal? We want to use it to be able to sell it to use this money. So that's called money. Senech nami. When the Rashi says the case of money, hitaka means bali mumim. Money is lavdafki, leftover money. Money leaves a leftover bali mumim. So leftover animals of bali mumim stam, that's called like stam money. Like we learned before. Because since the animals are now a bal mum, it's easy to change it over into money. It's considered like it got changed into money. That's called stam that goes on a dava. Then the son cannot use it. But if the father had animals, tamimim, set aside, so those tamimim, since it's going to take a long time until they could use them, it's called a freshes dummy. Therefore, the money for the yerla goes for an yerla, and for shlomim goes for shlomim, and then the son can use it. So, yeah. So therefore there's no kashas. Alright, we'll stop there.
You heard that Chof Zayin on the base. So we're going to talk. Smor says, the end of the second line, that the Heimah Balas Mum Kisum Adamya. You want to say if you master the Heimah, that the balas mum, that's called kistuma. That the melo, the leftover of it goes in a davus. So Tashma Kamalisha Kasha. It says, Ketzaron Yish Megalach HaNaziris Oviv. How is it learned that a father, Yish Megalach HaNaziris Oviv, that a son could use his father's kabonis by Naziris? So where's this case? The case is like this. Bisman Shehoya Oviv Nazir. The gisa should be at a time when his father was a nazir. The hifrish of his mois naziraisov. And the father set aside money for his naziris. Umeis, and then the father died. The yom maharani nazir. And now the son says he wants to be a nazir. So the Tosfos speaks out a spedafka like this, that the son first becomes a nazir after the father died. And now when the son becomes a nazir, he speaks out, I want to be a nazir, I'm not that I could use the money my father left over. So that's the halacha, that he's allowed to use it. This is like a new halacha now. It's a shaila how you go here in the Gemara, but that's the way Tosfos goes. This is a good case, the way the son could use his father's money. What about stam? Stam, there was money left over that is stumos, like it says in the Mishnah. Then the halacha is yiplul in the davar, that the money goes in the davar for oilus. What about hoysalor behemah mefreshes? This is going to be the kasha. What about the father left over behemah that was mefreshes? So Chatas Thomas. If the Behem was omer for Korban Chatas, now the father died, you have to kill it. Thomas. Ola Takriv Ola. Shlomim Yakriv Shlomim. So that's what it says here. So now my love isn't it that Afilu Balas Mum. When it says leftover behemoth, Mashmud Ochas Tumas is not that he really spoke out that the behemoth Mufarashas. Not that he really spoke out that behemoth should be for this or for that. But rather, Stam, who left over behemoth, it's called like a Mufarashas. So my love isn't it even by a Baal Mum? So you see, not like we were saying before. Before we were saying if you leave over an animal that's a Baal Mum, it's called Kistumais. And here it says it's called Kumufarashas. So Mara says, Loi, Tamima, Loi Tamima, we're talking about here, we left over an animal, that's a tam, that was complete. So that was the swallow we had before, if you leave over an animal, that's complete. We're afraid to say that maybe in between the person will be, say clearly, for what purpose he wants it. So therefore it's called Kumufarashas. Abba, but what do you want to tell me though, Balas Mum, Kistumadamya? That if your mafri set aside the behemoth, that's a balas mum, that's called kistumadamya. Says so the Gemara says, why does it say the case of money? Let it say like this. If it had a behemoth, that's a balas mum. Yiplu in a dover. So, like, if you want to tell me now that a balas mum is called kistumadamya, so why does it have to say the first case by money? Let it say both cases by animals. And make a chiluk whether the behemoth was a tam, that's called kimafreshes dummy, or whether the behemoth was a baal mum, that's called kistumas dummy. So what do you have to say money for? Say behemoth balas mum. Someone says it's true. Hokinami balas mum lemay kedisha. When you makdish a behemoth to balas mum, what do you makdish it for? Ledmei dummy. You makdish it only to use for its value, for its money. Sign the mois. That's considered the same case as Moyes and Echnami. That's included in money. So in the first case, that's the case of money. It includes this also. It doesn't really mean only money. But who then it means the behemoth. The behemoth that's the stum is like a behemoth about mum. Most of Rava has the kash like this. With Ashen the Posik, Korbonoi. But the Posik is by Nispashas, by Nisiyim, it says, it says the pasuk Asher Yechete. So he brings down with the pasuk. The pasuk is in Nosi. The pasuk is Asher Nosi Yechete. The Sholosh Kabonis Ksiva. It says three times the word Kabonoi. That Chad be Nosi, the Chad be Kivsa, the Chad be Siva. So that's when the pasuk says Kabonoi. Mashma, if you do a chet, you have to bring your own private, your carbon. So that's when the Kabonoi who Yotze. A person is only yotzer with his own korban. If he did a chet, he has to bring the korban for himself. V'yein the yotzer the korban aviv. But you're not yotzer with the korban that was set aside for your father. Yochel, I would think, lo yotzer the korban shel aviv. When are you not yotzer, a son, with his father's korban? Shifresh minakal alachamura. If let's say the father did what type of an aveira? True, he needs a chatas. But a chatas, let's say, like he only ate chelav or dam. That there is no skila involved, it's only korban chatas, and he wants to, now if the son wants to use it, that the son did an aveira of a chamura, maybe then it's no good. Chamura means, let's say the son worshipped Avodah Zarah, or his mechal Shabbos. So then the chet is the chet, and if he would have done it, the mezir is chayiv skila. So even if he does it with shogeg, that's called the more chomadik aveira. So maybe I would have thought, when can't you use your father's korban? Maybe only if your father set it aside for one type of an aveira, and now you want to use it for another aveira. Alakala avu yotze the korban shifre shaviv minakala alakala or minachamura alachamura. But maybe if the son and the father both did the same type of an aveira, then maybe the son could use his father's korban. On this we say no again. Talmud leima korbanoi. With Ashen Apostle Karboni again, that says no, Karboni means the Karboni who Yotzei, the Yaini Yotzei the Karboni Shalavit. But you're not Yotzei the Karboni with the Karbon of your father. Even though they both did the same Aveira, but since it was the father's Karbon that was Mufresh for him, the son can't use it. Agav says to the Estakasha, like what do we need a Apostle for? Pshita. That's the law we always have by Karbon Chatis. If the owner dies, it has to go to Nisa. So the Chur Pshita, the son, can't use it. Like, what do we need a pasuk for? So I said, what you have to say on the Chur is, maybe your son would be different. that a son is always called Karya Diavua, he's like a continuation of the father. So maybe I would have thought here to say that maybe the son could use the korban. Kamashmon korbono, you have to have your own korban and not your father's korban. Yochel, I would have thought, lo yotza the korban aviv, the behema shifrish. Maybe only if your father set aside a behema, then the son cannot use it. True, afilu min akala lakalu min achamura lachamura. Even though they both did the same type of tenavera, a kal to a kal or a chomer to a chomer, there it doesn't help. Sharei ein adam megaleach al behemas aviv v'nazirus, because in the case when the father was a nazir, and the father set aside kabonis for himself, and then the father dies, the son cannot use those kabonis. So maybe it's only a loch in a behema. By a behema, when the father has a behema set aside for his carbon, the son cannot take it and not use it. But maybe only by behemas, because even by naziris, a loch is a son cannot use his father's kabonis if it's a behema ready. But maybe I would have thought that yotze b'mois Shefresh Aviv, that maybe if the father did an Avera, and he set aside money just to buy the Kabonis. So then I would have thought to say, Afilu min achamura lakala, or min akala lachamura. Maybe I would think to say, even if the father did one type of an Avera, and the son did another type of an Avera, maybe still the son has a right to use the father's money, since he didn't make it into a korban yet. It's only that the father set aside this money for korban, so maybe it would be good. And why would I think it would be good? Sharei Adam Mikaleach al Moyes Ovid bin Naziris. Because by Naziris, that's Talocha, that a son could use his father's money. If the father was a Nazir like we had before, and the father set aside money stam, he didn't say clearly for what purpose, just the money is stam. And then the father dies, and now the son becomes a Nazir al Manas that he wants to be able to use his father's money, that's Talocha he's allowed to. So since by money, there's a case that the son could use his father's money for his korban, so maybe then I would have thought to say that even by regular korban chattis, if the father set aside the money for one type of a chet, maybe the son could use it even though he did a different type of a chet. Because since by money we find this kula that a son could use